This is the Big E Sports Show on SB Nation Radio.
Final seconds. It's over. It's over. Cleveland is a city of champions once again. The Cavaliers are NBA champions.
From the Quicken Loan Studios in Houston, Texas, here's your host, 6'1" former Oklahoma Sooner basketball player, Alyssa Walker-Campbell.
Hey, good evening and welcome inside the Quicken Loan Studios right here at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And what a great way to kick off our program tonight. We are going to continue to celebrate the start of the NBA season. Now, the first team we're going to showcase and shine the spotlight on is the San Antonio Spurs. And how about that impressive start to the season with the win on the road against the Golden State Warriors? I tell you what, I watched it. The Spurs dominated in that blowout loss. They spoiled KD's big debut. All I can say is my assessment, it was an opening night disaster for the Warriors. It did not go according to plan, but that is just fine for all of you Spurs fans out there. And it is time right now to open up the Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. We are going to be visiting with veteran sports writer. That is Mike Monroe. He has just released his new book. He has teamed up with Triumph Books, a good friend of our program. It is titled 100 Things Spurs Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. Good evening, Michael. It is so good to have you on the program.
It's great to be here.
Well, okay, so the first week has gone by. Tell us, how did the Spurs look to you? What were your takeaways week one of the season?
Well, certainly the domination of the Warriors in the season opener at Oracle Arena, where the Warriors last year didn't lose a game until April 1st,
was
it was pretty stunning, to be perfectly honest about it. I don't think anyone saw it coming, least of all the Warriors. And frankly, the Spurs were surprised too. It's funny because Manu Ginobili had told us before the game he thought it would take a pretty much a perfect game by the Spurs to win the game, and then of course they win by 29 points and dominate. So after the game, he certainly said this is nothing that I saw coming. So
yeah.
You know, the most surprising thing of the game, I think, was the 20 points and the terrific overall effort they got off the bench from Jonathan Simmons. I don't think anyone inside Oracle Arena would have said, yeah, Jonathan Simmons is going to score 20 points off the bench for the Spurs and help them get a 29-point victory. And, of course, we can't forget that the guy who really looked like an MVP candidate in the game was Kawhi Leonard. Neither Steph Curry, a two-time MVP, nor Kevin Durant, a former MVP himself, looked like MVPs in that game, but Kawhi Leonard certainly did at both ends of the floor.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Kawhi Leonard, I'm telling you, scores a career high to open the season, finished with 35 points, 5 steals, 5 boards, and 3 assists. That is an impressive stat line. Hey, you're listening to The Voice, the Spurs beat writer with the San Antonio Express News. He worked for them for 12 seasons. That is Mike Monroe. He's joining us at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We've extended an invitation to Michael tonight because he's got a new book out. We're going to be talking about that here momentarily. 100 things Spurs fans should know and do before they die. Okay, so let's dissect the Spurs a little bit more, Mike. Do they look like a super team to you?
I sort of reject the concept of a super team, but you know, the Spurs won 67 games last year. Yeah, they lost Tim Duncan, the franchise icon, the greatest player in franchise history. But let's not forget that Tim was 39 years old last season, and he wasn't really Hall of Fame Tim. You know, they won 67 games with Tim Duncan, who was maybe, let's say, 75% of Hall of Fame Tim Duncan, and they replaced him with Pau Gasol, who's a 6-time All-Star and only 36 years old.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, a lot of us who cover the team and who know the NBA sort of had the Spurs penciled in as the best team in the Western Conference, not named the Golden State Warriors. I still think the Warriors are going to win the Western Conference, but the Spurs certainly are going to have home court advantage in the first round. They're going to be second, third, or fourth. I think they're the second best team in the West. And after after the first week, you have to say, okay, you know, maybe they really have a chance to have the best record in the West. this season. But super team, you know, how many super teams have there been in NBA history? Even, you remember we were talking about the Miami Heat being a super team when of course they put together the, you know, their threesome of LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, and Chris Bosh. And a lot of us who have been around the league for a long while recall that that team began by winning nine of its first 17 games. They were 9-8. It was a struggle for them to start with. But, you know, so the answer to your question is no, I don't think the Spurs are a super team. I'm not sure the Warriors are a super team either. So it's be interesting to see how everything plays out. And the Spurs, the Spurs have seven new players.
Right.
This is unprecedented, really, in the past two decades, during which the Spurs have been the best team in the NBA, the best record in the NBA. They've won 50 games since 16 straight seasons. I'm saying the last time they didn't win 50 games, there were only 50 games played, and that was the 1998-99 season, which was shortened by lockout. So they finished that season with a record of 36-14. Every season since, they've won at least 50 games. And that includes a 66-game season when there was another lockout in 2011. So, you know, it's pretty amazing what they have done in these past two decades,
mm-hmm.
mostly because they were led by one of the, in my view, one of the top 10 players in NBA history, Tim Duncan. So, you know, the Spurs, and remember, this is Greg Popovich we're talking about leading this team, and I think nearly everyone understands that he is the best coach has been the best coach in the NBA through these past two decades.
Well, that's massive change for the Spurs when you talk about the addition of seven new players, when this is a team and organization that really values continuity. We're going to quickly transition. We want to talk about your book, but give us an update in terms of LaMarcus Aldridge. Will they ultimately, work things out? There's been some, ripple effect there. What's going on? Can you give us a sense of what's going on?
Okay, let's get straight to that. There was zero truth to the reports that the Spurs were considering trading him.
There has been
no discussion whatsoever. And I have to tell you that there was a pretty strong pushback from the Spurs about things that were implied about LaMarcus. By the way, LaMarcus in the big win over the Warriors, 26 points, 14 rebounds. Certainly the kind of performance that would make anyone say the Spurs would be nuts to consider trading the guy. In my view, he's the best power forward in the NBA, and I think the pairing him with Pau Gasol in the low post is going to be even better for him. So I would say the Spurs are one big happy family right now. And that includes LaMarcus Aldridge.
Well, that is good news. So let's transition. Mike, let's talk about your new book just quickly. 100 Things Spurs Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. What can our listeners look forward to? Because it is truly the ultimate resource guide for true Spurs fans.
Well, thanks. I'd like to think that it is. Going back all the way back to the origins of the team, which began in the late lamented American Basketball Association. The Dallas Chaparrals were one of the original ABA teams beginning in 1967, and things didn't go well in Dallas for them for a lot of reasons, and eventually the team was moved to San Antonio on a really quirky sort of lend-lease arrangement, became a permanent deal in San Antonio, and beginning in 1973, and it's been a love affair between San Antonio and the franchise ever since. So it was a great deal of fun, writing about the colorful history of the team, and of course there was an awful lot of content in the book about Tim Duncan, David Robinson, Tony Parker, Manu Ginobili, Greg Popovich era, when Tim came to the team in 1997, it began this great run for two decades that produced five championships. And the Spurs are one of the great NBA franchises, considering the five championships that they got in the Duncan era, and talk about the impact that George Gervin made when he came to the team. And there's a chapter devoted to George Gervin's NBA scoring championship that he won on the final night of the season. The Spurs had their playoff spot locked in, and the coach Doug Moe at the time said the game was basically devoted to getting the scoring championship for George, and he was supposed to take all the shots. And there were a lot of very interesting chapters in the in Spurs history that I was able to write about, and it was a whole lot of fun reminiscing about those things.
Yes, and as you'd mentioned, you've covered pro basketball for more than five decades. It is loaded. 100 things Spurs fans should know and do before they die. It's loaded with facts, stats, and the biggest moments and personalities in team history. It's a great reference. It's a book that you definitely want to have in your library for all of you Spurs fans out there. What an honor to have with us tonight, veteran sports writer, that is Mike Monroe, who's been joining us at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big East Sports Show. Congratulations, and thank you, Mike. First time on the program. We loved having you on. Thanks.
Well, thank you very much. It was my pleasure.
Absolutely. We'll talk to you again real soon. Stick around. Much more coming your way right here in hour number one of the all-new SB Nation Radio. We will be right back.